So it is the review on the Anfield Wrap with Dan Morgan, with Neil Atkinson and with Sean Rogers. After Arsenal 0, Liverpool 2 in the FA Cup third round, fantastic win for the Reds on the road. It's all there for them, Sean. And I think it's a gratifying win in loads of ways for the manager in terms of game management, selection, you know, real brave decisions in game that we'll come to in a bit. We'll start with the approaches. We'll start with the lineups. Liverpool, as strong as possible. Just a question around who is playing where, really, and that Gakpo Elliott dynamic on the right, and what they're asked to do in terms of making up for the threat of what Salah can usually offer on his own. Then there's Diaz and Jones making up on that left. Arsenal, probably the more intriguing, that man-to-man system in the press, squeezing Liverpool really high, incredibly aggressive. Klopp says post-match he thought they were a bit of a 4-2-2-2 with the wide players coming in. And, you know, just it's amplified in a couple of stats, really. Declan Rice, highest dual wins with 9 across the game. I think for both in the setups and the approaches, I think the transitions are important. It feels like first half, Liverpool never get to grips with an out ball. They never get a way in which they can just play over that aggressive press of Arsenal's. I mean, Arsenal, for all their endeavour and for all their productivity in that press, they don't seem to have the quality then in the final third. And I just wondered whether they missed something with maybe a Trossard or a Smith Rowe there, as opposed to someone like a Reece Nelson, for example.
Yes, starting with Liverpool, it's worth repeating. They go into the, whilst they're preparing for this game, they've got no Matt, no Robertson, no Simicas, no Salah, no Endo, no Thiago, no Batistuta, so I was like, now, whether Konate was going to be rested, whether Kwanzaa wasn't going to start, we don't know, because, well, it sounds like Virgil are prepared to start the game, and then they pulled him with, obviously, Klopp's quite hilarious post-match press conference comments about Virgil. And with him being ill, you know, that you have to give the centre-backs even more credit in the fact that they've literally been thrown together at that point. And in terms of the setup, Liverpool have gone into pretty much with their standard sort of setup tactically, I guess, of what we've been seeing over the last few games. And they certainly go in with the sort of philosophy that we've seen very much in terms of wanting to play out in particular. In terms of Arsenal, they're pretty much full strength. I've got no doubt that people associated with them will be having a right whinge that they've got players missing as well, but it doesn't compare in terms of quality, volume and everything to us